As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside, begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus tells Bartimaeus, the blind man, that it is his faith that saved him. And we all want this. We all strive and ask the Lord for this gift of faith, which he wants to give every time we ask for it. But there's something else that has to be paired with faith that part of us doesn't necessarily want. When asking for the gift of faith, that's also necessarily asking for the gift of humility. To cry out to the Lord in faith, "Have pity on me," it's a beautiful prayer of faith, but it's a humble prayer of faith. We can't say, "I'm actually fine, Jesus. Like, if you want to come and help, that'd be nice." Like, no. Bartimaeus says humbly, "Have pity on me." The cry of the humble man is, "The Lord has done good things for me." It is not, "I have done good things for me." In asking for this gift of faith, we have to also ask to be humble. And it's when we come from that place of humble faith when things really happen. Tonight, I think there are three types of people who can teach us how to embrace this humble faith that truthfully bears fruit and gets things done. The first is a beggar. Bartimaeus, the blind man, is a beggar on the side of the street, crying out, "Have pity on me." St. Dominic says that the best beggar is the one who shows his rags. We are all beggars. We are all poor. And we need the Lord that bad. We try and put on our best face. So like, "I'm actually fine. I've got a nice coat." No, we have to show the Lord, "Lord, I need you here." Because when we do, in humility and crying out in faith, our Lord's heart is always, always moved to provide. If Bartimaeus cried out, not in faith, not in humility, saying, "I'm okay," he would still be blind. In our poverty, which we all are, if we are poor in spirit, we will tell the Lord, "Lord, I need you that bad." And when we do that, is when things get done. Not only a poor person, but also a child is the second type of person who can teach us how to be humble and cry out in faith. A child is little, and they don't pretend to have it all together, but they have faith that their parents will take care of them. So life is good. Life is amazing. As a little child, they can be humble, they can have faith that their parents delight in caring for them. Of course, parents don't spoil the children, but every parent has the joy of giving their kid that gift on Christmas they know will bring immense joy. We have a Father in heaven who is that good. The saints teach us that that when we can stay little and tell our Father, I need this, that we actually steal God's omnipotence when we have a prayer like that, with that kind of humble faith. When we approach God as that kind of Father, He almost can't help but give us gifts in that way. We approach our Father like that, little and humble and in faith, and that gets things done. And lastly, the last kind of person who teaches us how to have that kind of humble faith are the saints. The strongest people of humanity, the people who have done more with their lives than any other person, any soldier, any politician, anyone else that has been more effective, that has gotten more done, are the saints. And their secret is staying humble. And their secret is crying out to God in faith, not trying to do it themselves, but trusting in the Lord that He can do it. Bartimaeus, the very first thing he saw after Jesus gave his sight back was the face of God Himself in the person of Jesus. And Bartimaeus, he had real desires to see. That's a good desire. That's a real one. But when that paled in comparison after he saw the face of Jesus. In our desires, in our hearts, we have good, real desires. And we should bring them to the Lord, absolutely. But they all pale in comparison to the deepest, most true desire on our hearts, Him. And when we actually pursue the Lord, that'll become all too clear to us one day, hopefully every day of our lives. But I don't know about all of you, but I try and follow the Lord like Bartimaeus, but I'm a schmuck. And almost every day, it's, Lord, I'm trying, it's not working. And I fall every day, and that's okay. That's actually good. Yeah, we need to strive for sanctity. We can't just not try. The Lord makes us try and strive after Him. But at the end of the day, I can't do it by myself, and that is good. Because in my littleness, in my poverty, in my humility, which isn't even a choice, it's just reality, I have to cry out in faith and tell Jesus, Jesus, You have to be the one who makes me a saint. And You're that good, and You will. Jesus, You have to be my sanctity. So keep me humble, and keep me crying out to faith in You, that You will make me whole, that You will make me holy, that Jesus, You will make me a saint.